much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail.
Well, if you're a dog lover, dog owner, you know, you bring your dog home, he spends his life with you, you stare at him occasionally, he looks back at you, lots of fun pursuits, but sometimes you wonder, what is your dog thinking? What does your dog really want? Well, maybe we've got the answer for you this morning. Jack Riegel has put together a book of one-panel cartoons of your dog and what he might be doing and what he does when you're not home, perhaps, as well. He joins us this morning. The book is called This Dog Is Your Dog. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, Bruce.
Let's talk a little bit about this. Why put a book like this together and in this format?
Well, you know, I'm a lifelong fan of New Yorker cartoons, and so I kind of kept in that style. I always enjoyed those. And I've got, you know, we've now got a 10-year-old little Brussels Griffon who has become, you know, the absolute love of my life. And I started imagining things, and I decided that I needed to expand those and put them into a fairly humorous setting where we can imagine what dogs are thinking and what they say, what they would say to us and what they might say to each other when they're talking about us.
I'm looking at these, and as you say in the New Yorker, it's one of those, sometimes they're slow, you know, slow to get, or you have to sometimes show this to someone else and go, what, do you get this? I'm not quite sure, because New Yorkers sometimes, you either get them sometimes or you don't. Talk to me about some of your favorite cartoons that you have in this book.
Oh, well, geez. It would be page 66, where the two dogs are in the backyard, and one says to the other, I don't understand his religion all that well, but he's really good at getting the schmutz off my face. So, you know, I mean, from a, you know, just general fashion, how dogs might think about us and talk to each other. Let me look at another one here that's one of the favorites of mine, and the canine team building. You got German Shepherds lined up on one side of the table, and you've got some Labradors lined up on the other side, and there's a moderator or facilitator at the end saying, guys, we've been through this before, let's mix it up a little better on the seating arrangements, okay? Which is a very typical thing, and I facilitated groups in business for years, and you'd always have that going on. You know, people would always gather in their familiar groups, and you want to mix them up.
Right. I'm looking at some of these different ones. Here's one where it looks like the dogs are, now these dogs are walking, they're wearing suits, they have ties, carrying briefcases, and one says to the other, I dated a cute pig in my younger days. Problem was, I stopped bringing home the bacon.
Yeah.
Now, you have a special thing going on with this where proceeds are going to some good causes, and you have a $5 million cartoon charity challenge. Tell us about those things.
Well, that came to me as I started doing this, and it's really kind of overtaken my my ultimate purpose, which is a great thing, you know, I mean, in that sense. So, I want to support shelters and other causes related to dogs, and I've got other books that are in the works, and some with people, just regular people cartoons, and celebrities and whatnot. And I want to also support, hospitals for sick children and also wounded veterans. So those are the three things that I'm gravitating towards. One of the things we do with shelters is have them sell the book and keep the proceeds for themselves. And in doing that, we can customize, use their own cover and logo, and they can put their own forward in the book, so it really becomes theirs as much as mine.
Jack, have you always been a dog lover?
Absolutely. I grew up with a Labrador, specifically a black lab, and You know, I loved back then, you know, as a young kid, the whole training and tricks kind of thing. And now I've got this little 13-pound Brussels Griffon who's an absolute doll. She's completely blind, so I feel like I'm, you know, her caretaker. But actually, with her company, she's taking care of me, you know.
Did she make it into the book? I see the one where it has blind dog tossing her treats 12 times a day.
Well, that's my experience living with her. She gets these little bone marrow treats, and she brings them outside there, and then she'll toss them. And then she starts sniffing all around, quite often not finding it. So me as her daddy has to get up and find it for her.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Now, this book is kind of sort of unique in a sense. You provide some of the humor in the text too, but you also have some illustrators helping you out. How did you find those two folks?
I do. Actually, Susie Kelly, I had actually hired. I found her through a freelance site online. She's in Johnson City, Tennessee. I found her to do some other graphics work on a totally different thing that I had been working on. I started doing these, and I called her up after I started doing them. I said, when I say doing them, I'm a cartoon author. I'm writing out the idea, and I'm describing the picture. I have it in my head. I write the words. I said, Susie, do you do illustrations? She said, of course. And then she has a best friend, David Crowder, who also is up there in Johnson City, and he does the breeds really well. So you can see, obviously, the difference in their styles. But I thought that was a bonanza, a home run. So we've been cranking these out every week for the past 9 months or so.
And again, it's all sorts of different bits of dog humor, dogs in different settings. As Craig pointed out when we were looking at this earlier, there's a lot of dogs on the couch, I guess, going through some little bit of therapy sessions, it seems.
Yeah.
Of course, I told Craig most of the time, dogs and the couches go together whether you want them there or not. They somehow find...
Well, sure. There's a lot of famous ones of that nature, and some other cartoonists around the world focus on that and how they crowd into their human's bed. Obviously, another favorite mode of cartooning there.
Right. You have this one. I was going to say you have the one where the woman is on the couch and the gentleman's holding the dog by the leash and she says, "Just John, just once in a while, could you ask me if I need to go out?"
Yeah. I thought that was a pretty obvious one in some ways, but I've never seen it, you know.
Right.
And so, I think, you know, a lot of these they just tickle me to write them, and they tickle me to see them, and obviously, hopefully they tickle other people. Now, something you mentioned a few minutes ago, reading this book together, I have found, I've given it to some couples who sit and look at it, and that is the way, I think, to maximize the enjoyment. And it also helps with what you mentioned, which is, what exactly does this one mean, you know?
Right. If you get a consensus, then you can kind of move on to the next page. Otherwise, you can get a little bit of a debate going on here.
Right.
As well. But it provides a lot of fun. And it's one of those books that you can pick up, read a couple, put down, have on the coffee table, give a chance for people to look at. It's called This Dog Is Your Dog. So, Jack, how do people get this book and maybe even get involved in this $5 million cartoon charity challenge?
Well, right now it's on Amazon, and you can search by the title, This Dog Is Your Dog, and it's sitting right there. We're really just starting with our publicity activity. It was only released a couple of short weeks ago, so appreciate people who do give it a whirl and help us out. I've got a lot of books to write to raise that money, but I'm determined to do it, so... that's my goal.
Well, we appreciate your time this morning, and they could also visit you, I guess, at jackstoons.com and see things other there as related to This Dog Is Your Dog. Our guest this morning, Jack Riegel. Jack, thanks for sharing part of your morning and a little bit of your humor with us. We appreciate it.
Bruce, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks.